Okay, the story. So I'm just not throwing in things here, little fragments picked from current events, so to speak. I'm just now looking at this, you know, it's, what is it, 15th of February 2026, and I'm looking at and listening to Colonel Douglas MacGregor and Daniel Davis' important and serious discussion that saying that the U.S. have already made the decision to attack Iran. So, therefore, I'm thinking, why, I don't know, but putting in the story, because I just see that scene there. How, I mean, yes, we can make it an exciting war story. People like to read. So you have this country there, the big, huge empire, right? And they come there and they flex their muscles. Bigger ships and the big one and the biggest one. And they're all outside of the coast and getting ready to attack. And of course, then you because, and the reason why that decision is being made is so interesting, because it's a government there which is completely very much, well, actually, it may be a president who is, you know, we have this Epstein thing that we can make something out of. He is in those files having done things, and it's all going down to sexual things, whatever illegal stuff that is there in the files, which are kept by agents of the secret, whatever, agencies of this other country, a small little country that needs to control the region. And yes, there is this reasoning there that if we don't change their government, put a friendly government controlled by us there, they will get nuclear weapons. And then we see from the other side, now we're talking the global south side, sovereign nations, small, big countries, who are discussing among themselves what to do, what's going on here. And I'm taking this from the, what I'm listening to from those two colonels. So I think that it's pretty much reality here. Then they will be saying that the only, I think this came from a long time ago, some president saying, I forgot, I had a video where he's saying this, that there are two kinds of states. There are the sovereign states and the not fully sovereign states. It's becoming like this, that sovereign states are those who have nuclear weapons. And if you don't have nuclear weapons, you can't be sovereign. You will always be under the control of the big ones, you know, like the empire who has. So everyone is like forced to start thinking about their own security and then how to procure nuclear weapons. I mean, I'm just saying all this, so if we can get it into the story somehow. Because you could make an entertaining story, but which kind of contains these realities here. But then we have this called pride, hubris, which this is the weakness of that large empire. So they, you know, we can defeat anyone. We are so smart and we have so many weapons and huge ships and this and that. Now, what happens is, and this is also what I heard from those men, of course, there is this cooperation between those Eastern, that Eastern Bloc, we can talk East and West at least in our book, and they are smart. Now, in the case here, in this world, it's China and Russia who help Iran. And just as during the Vietnam War, Vietnam was helped from them, either both or one of them. So this is common. And of course, that's how the Europe and the US has done with the Ukraine. So these proxy war things seem to be the thing. But China, whatever they're called in our book, China and Russia, they have experts. They have very advanced technology, which is becoming the most advanced technology in the world. And they are then coming there saying, we can help you to Iran or whatever that country is, should be in our book. It's very interesting because it's old Persia. I mean, it's a big, powerful country here. And they are also very intelligent. I mean, we're not talking about little, you know, desert villages here. So they are prepared and they can foresee. They know exactly the technology that is used by that big empire, and they can foresee their strategies, their tactics, and they know they will come with their ships and then they will attack very quickly, very much, and they will attack. They will have very good intelligence, so they will know where all your military bases and even your secret places are. So that's where you go, have to really... And now I'm getting into my version here, but for our story. So you have to be prepared, of course. Now, well, what they did and what I heard today, they have provided very high-tech radar, satellite technology so that the Iranians can spot, you know, a ship, as far as I understand, exactly where it is, and they can, you know, have check, be able to have like on 2 meters precision or something like that, which means they could probably, with their super or even hypersonic missiles, just kick out this ship, the great armada of the empire, which the empire can't realize because they are, of course, the greatest. And the military, maybe, the smart ones, they realize, but they, you know, they are under the order of the president, And the president has to follow that, in this case, Israel. This is what I heard. Still not my fantasy. You can see it's dependent on them somehow, their lobby. And maybe it is even because this Mossad, they have something, some information that if it's released, and that president is finished. So therefore he has to attack. And they want that attack to happen now before those countries, in this case Iran, will go nuclear and so on. So it becomes an irrational position, irrational situation, and where it is completely stupid, or mainly even suicidal, to attack, in this case USA attacking Iran. But they will do it anyway, and the president, it's almost like Dr. Strangelove, but the opposite, the president forcing the war and not some crazy general because of personal sexual scandal problems, which is a really absurd story, right? But which we can use here. I mean, gosh. I'm still just describing what's actually happening, or at least some theory about it regarding the secrets kept about the president of the US and A. But anyway, so there we can have it in our story. This way, and that's how it seems today, you know, and what's going to happen in 1 week, I don't know. That if they do it, then attack, then we can show it. Now we're slipping into our story because, you know, first of all, they have their, we can, you know, we show it from the greatness of the empire here. They have huge ships and their armada and their wonderful media coverage over everything. People are sitting there watching all of that beautiful, you know, replacement of the tyrannic government of Iran. And they're eating popcorn and drinking beer, and, you know, all that is better than the Olympics. And the plan, you know, it's well thought out by the great military generals. So they will just hit quickly. what do you call it? Preemptive strike. It's a nice word for an attack, right? We strike just in case they don't strike us first. So, and to all these places that the Iranians have hid all their missiles and missile launchers, hundreds of places spread out all over Iran, each one of them has been pinpointed by the wonderful satellite and the CIA and the experts who are gathering information, and they have been working relentlessly, spying around inside there. They know everything. Now, in our story, that what is Iranish, so to speak, we can make it interesting there extra that they knew that as well, and they have better intelligence, better information, better, because things are very much coming down to that. Who has the best information system, satellites, radar, whatever. And I heard that they have radar now in Iran that can detect a stealth bomber, an airplane which is supposed to be invisible to radar, 700 kilometers distance. So we can show these kind of things, but even smarter, then these all these missiles come down, bam, 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 whacking out all this. But then, unknown underground dungeons open up, you know, with this, the ground opening up, there's actually a door down there, and the real missiles come up, because the other ones were just dummies. They were just, you know, very good, well-made copies, and they had fed false information to those spies and the CIAs and the this and the that. So then all these come up, and wham, a nice streaming television all over the world. All the ships of the Empire are sunk. Or maybe they sink one, two first, just giving them a chance to give up and go away. But of course they can't do that, because they are proud. And pride comes before fall. So then, bam, next step. Hundreds and hundreds of hypersonic missiles, which cannot be intercepted, come raining down on those ships with a precision of 2 meters. And since they're hypersonic, they can also, because they have very good control systems. I think this could be like that, because the Russians have shown that already. They have an extreme precision, and they are involved here helping the Iranians, who I think would have very good missiles. So even if you're driving your ship, military ship, really pretty fast, that hypersonic missile can hit it right spot on. So they will just go bam, 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 bam. And another thing I heard from these colonels, that even if the Americans, and that's why they say you shouldn't attack, these big military men say, because they can only carry so many of their Tomahawks, whatever missiles they use, to defend themselves against the other missiles, which they can't do anyway against the hypersonic ones. But they will have to spend like at least two to shoot down one incoming. And they can only store 100 or 150 or something on each ship. So the ship will soon be empty, and they will have to drive far away to some harbor and load more. So it's a very impractical situation. So then we can watch it on TV when the whole fleet goes down. And, well, hopefully the people working on them can get saved. But then you would have to have countries from a whole area around there, people coming out in ships, little boats, you know, because people, normal people down there, they have good heart, you know, they can see these are just people like us who have been drafted into being on those ships and being soldiers, and they have families, and so it gets into that. And many get saved, but, you know, and here we have the big shift in the whole narrative, the whole story, the whole drama here, that, oops, what happened to the Empire? Maybe we were not as super duper strong as we thought we were, and that we made ourselves seem to be. You know, the Emperor's new clothes, this and that, has no clothes and this and that. And so that could be there in our story, at least. And then, well, I guess quiet for a while. And I don't know if Israel will disappear also. that something would along that line would happen. And then, well, I just wanted to put this here because it might be what's, you know, what could happen now or something. I mean, of course, other things can happen as well. Government can fall to pieces there, and you know, but this is one thing that can happen. And then that will be part of our story going that direction, that we have the Dharmic thinking somewhere over there in the East, and they just help each other to defend themselves. And they stick together. This, even, you know, the big countries, here in our case, then, if, you know, in that scenario, Russia, China, India, and the others, they're coming one after another. And, you know, we are enough, many of us working together, sticking together, defending each other, then we are strong. Together we stand, asunder we fall. So we can build the story upon that. And maybe we should actually just, of course, build our story upon the Dharmic solution here. The Dharmic choice and path. You know, we have India there, and we have the president of India who has been up in the Himalayas being like a brahmachari and doing yoga, meditation, and soul-seeking, and, you know, and studying from the wise. And we have the wise there speaking in our story. I mean, it's a good story, I would say, which is kind of also suggesting how these leaders could do it. So therefore it's a positive story. And if this story comes too late and the whole thing has gone another direction, it could show, and just the fact that it's being written during these times, how it could be. And if the story is being written as things are going on, if it gets popular, it could, you know, give ideas even to leaders.